AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome to AP McCoy's Racing Preview. Alex Dunn here, talking to the champ about the Leopardstown card on Sunday, and what a card it is as well. We've got the Irish Arkle, the Irish Champion Hurdle, and a very, very good supporting card as well. Of course, Jeski against Hurricane Fly, the race that everybody wants to see coming up at 2:45. That is the Irish Champion Hurdle. But first things first, good morning, AP. How are you?
Good, thanks, Alex. Looking forward to today's racing, obviously.
Yes, and a very good day for you yesterday as well at Doncaster. You of course landed the feature on If in Doubt, and well, a good day for you anyway.
Yeah, it's always nice to win a good race on a Saturday, so hopefully we can do the same today.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we'll start with the 110 then. It's a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. Maybe not the strongest race on the card, AP. I mean, there's a few likely types in here, not least the horse that you get the leg up on, which is Gladiator King for Tony Martin, a horse that's been fairly well found in the market this morning. How do you think this one will go?
Yeah, hopefully Gladiator King has got a good chance. His run at Leopardstown last time behind Blair Perrone. Perrone was probably the best. Finished just behind Silver Concord. So yeah, hopefully he's progressing, and that was by far his best run of the others. Uncle Danny, I suppose, is maybe the danger. He won a bumper at Punchestown back in May, and has had a couple of runs over hurdles, finished third to Free Expression. He's a pretty good horse, and was maybe a little bit disappointing last time behind Rock on the Moor. I think these two really set the standard. Utmost Fear might be the other one that you think of. Gordon Elliott might be capable of getting involved. He fell last time, which was a bit disappointing for him. And Call Me PJ, but look, hopefully Gladiator King is up to winning, so I'm going to go for him.
Okay, next up is the 140. It is the Irish Arkle. 2 miles and 1 furlong the trip for this one. Just the three going to post here, AP, but three really, really high-class contenders. We've got Undeso, Gilganbauer, who you ride, and Clarkham. How do you see this one panning out?
Look, you can make a case for all three of them. It's going to be a fairly fastly, briskly run race because, obviously, Undeso is a front-runner, likes to get on with it. He seemed to jump well last time at Ferry House when he won. He beat a horse called Smashin', who won at Goran Park the other day by a fence. So his form is pretty good. Gilganbauer has won his two starts over fences. He won well enough at Navan, beating Blood Coutil. And he won the next time at Limerick and won well. So yeah, and Clarkham is obviously the other one who won the Irish Arkle whenever Vautour nearly fell, but before that, he'd won at Navan. He's getting £10 from Gilganbauer and Undeso, so that it definitely makes him a player as well. Again, look, it's any man's guess. I'm hoping Gilganbauer will win, but any one of the three could win.
Okay, next up is the 210. It's a handicap chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong. Definitely one of the more open races, this one, AP. There's a few with decent enough form, the likes of Golden Ticket, Champagne James, and the consistent One Cool Shabra. They're all towards the head of the market at the time of recording. Which one do you fancy in this one?
Yeah, Champagne James was a good second to Drumney last time at Ferry House. He wasn't beaten that far, 3 parts of a length. Before that, he was third at Navan. He's got pretty good, solid form, so I can see why Sam Champion James is at the top of the market. The others, Golden Ticket, won at Punchestown last time, beat Heavenly Brook by half a length, which was a good piece of form. and of the others. JB McManus' other runner, Sidcom, has some good form along back in the book. His run at Cork when he won there, three runs back, was decent enough form, and that definitely gives him a chance. One Cool Shabra is always there, thereabouts, but maybe looks in the grip of the handicapper. And maybe the other one that I quite fancied down the bottom, Paddy O'D. He was third to Golden Ticket last time. A little bit better off at the weights this time. So I would maybe go for the outsider and down the bottom go for Paddy O'D.
Okay, Paddy O'D in the 2:10. The 2:45 is next up. It is the Irish Champion Hurdle, a Grade 1 contest over 2 miles. And of course, Hurricane Fly and Jezky renewing acquaintances here, AP. Obviously, you ride Jezky. And although Hurricane Fly has had the edge over you, last time, surely, you know, it's going to be another tight one. How are you going to ride the race, and how do you think it's going to pan out?
Look, you've got to try and do something different all the time, so I'm not sure how I'm going to ride the race, but Hurricane Fly is unbeaten in whatever it is, 8 or 9 starts around Leopardstown, so hopefully that can come to an end at some point, and hopefully it's today. Jetski got as close to him as he's ever done last time at Leopardstown over Christmas, so hopefully he can get even closer today and get past him. But there's not much between them at all. Hopefully the ground is dried out. It's a little bit drier today than it was at Christmas, so that will be a help to Jezky. And Arctic Fire wasn't that far behind him either, which probably means you can't really rule him out. And Fishkill Focus only had one run, a 4-year-old, one well at Leopardstown at Christmas, beat Calcare of Willie Mullins's. But look, it looks between Jetski and Hurricane Fly. Again, I'm obviously going to go with Jetski because I hope he wins. So I'm going to go with Jetski for me.
Okay, Jezky then in the Irish Champion Hurdle at 2:45. The 3:15 is up next. It is a Grade 2 Novices Hurdle, 2.5 miles of the trip, and some really smart types going down to post here, AP. No More Heroes well supported this morning, but we know the credentials of Windsor Park. That one remains really unexposed in this sphere. Kidulta Vic, Martello Tower, all nice horses. How do you see this one going?
Yeah, No More Heroes is impressive when he won last time at Navan. He beat Sheehan Hill, which is obviously a very smart horse. So we should rightly start with No More Heroes. I think he is the one they've all got to beat. Windsor Park won well last time at Leopardstown. He won a maiden hurdle, beat Royal Caviar, which was a decent enough run. And before that, he'd won the flat at Galway. Windsor Park is a smart horse, no doubt. The others, Martello Tower, is a real good stare. He outstayed Outlander, who reopposed again today last time when they met at Limerick. So there's not much between them. And Kilolta Vic was a little bit disappointing, I thought, behind Lamy Surge at Ascot. But obviously Lamy Surge is a very smart horse and one of the favourites for the Supreme Novices Hurdle. I think No More Heroes is the one they've got to beat. I think he looked a real smart horse when it happened last time. I think he's the one that's going to win.
Okay, No More Heroes, hard to beat there. The 3:50 is the penultimate race that we're going to look at. It is a handicap chase over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. Another open race here, AP. Bishop's Road towards the head of the market. Obviously, given connections, that one very, very much respected. But there's some consistent types, the likes of Heathfield with Ruby Walsh on board, Down Under. Of course, JP has two in this, in Down Under and Riverside City. So, a fairly open contest.
Yeah, Bishop's Road was a good second last time at Punchestown by behind the smart horse of William Mullins, and a couple of runs before that he'd won at Goran Park, but that was a while back. He still looks an unexposed horse, Bishop Road, so I can see him taking a bit of beating. Of the ones you mentioned, Down Under of JP's one at Leopardstown, again over the Christmas period, stayed on well to win late, which was a good performance. And Heathfield was second last time at Bangor, actually, over Hordes. I think he's got a chance as well. But I do think that Bishop's Road is the one that looks the most unexposed to me, even though he's the top weight. I think he could very well win this.
Okay, Bishop's Road there in the 3:50. And the final race is the 4:20. It is a bumper over 2 miles. Obviously not a lot of form to go off here, AP. often pays to follow connections. And Fuji Mountain, odds on at the time of recording for Willie Mullins and Patrick Mullins.
Not very original, but it seems to work a lot of the time in Ireland when you follow the Willie Mullins horses, and there's a bit of money for them, they normally know what they are. Fuji Mountain is a well-bred horse. I think he's related to the likes of Black Stairs Mountain, so who won that big race over jumps in Japan. Yeah, Fuji Mountain having not a lot to go on. He is probably the one of the others. Obviously, there's some other big yards represented. Tony Martin's got Lip Service first time out for Malcolm Denmark. Jessica Harrington has got Woodland Opera, is another one that is quite well bred by Robin the Champ. I have a very good mare called Opera Hat. What we don't know about them is the problem. So we've just basically got to go with William Wallace and Fuji Mountain.
Okay, Fuji Mountain then in the bumper. Great stuff, AP. Best of luck today with all your rides, but especially on Jeski, and we'll catch up with you next weekend.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.